ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 33 ब्रह्मा स्टीलिंग द बॉयज एंड काफ्स। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। तदिच्छानुत्प्रेम रसाप्लुतसाय जातानुराग गतमन्यवर्भकान् उदोह्य दोरिभिः परिरभ्य मूर्धानि ग्राणे अवापु परमामुदं ते। तदिच्छना उत्प्रेम रसाप्लुतस्यः All the thoughts of the coward man merged in the mellow of paternal love, which was aroused by seeing their sons. Jata anuraga, experiencing a great longing or attraction. Gata manyava, their anger disappeared. Arbhakan, their young sons. Uduhya, lifting. Dorvihi, with their arms. Parirabhya, embracing. Murdhani, on the head, ghrane, by smelling, abapu, obtain, paramam, the highest, mudam, pleasure, te, those cowherd men. Can somebody chant three people? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. At the time, all the thoughts of the cowherd men merged in the mellow of paternal love, which was aroused by the sight of their sons. Experiencing a great attraction, their anger completely disappearing. They lifted their sons, embraced them in their arms, and enjoyed the highest pleasure by smelling their sons' heads. Purport. After Brahma stole the original cowherd boys and calves, Krishna expanded himself to become the boys and calves again. Therefore, because the boys were actually Krishna's expansions, the cowherd men were especially attracted to them. At first, the cowherd men who were on top of the hill were angry. But because of Krishna, the boys were extremely attractive, and therefore the cowherd man immediately came down from the hill with special affection. Om Tat Sat. I'd like to welcome all of you to ISKCON Vrindavan Temple, and I am Balimardhan Das. I joined ISKCON in 1997 in New Delhi, led the ISKCON Youth Forum, and then moved in 2000 to USA, California, and right now based there. And I'm very honored and thankful to His Holiness Janardhan Maharaj Dharmatma Prabhu for giving me this opportunity to speak in the August Assembly of all of you. I hope I will try my best to give some insights what I have learned and heard from the Vaishnavas and the exalted personalities in the ISKCON movement. So, those who are coming or did not join earlier, this chapter is Brahma Vimohan Leela, where Brahma was bewildered by the potency of Krishna Maya or Yoga Maya. And he was trying to experiment whether Krishna is God or not. Because it is essential for every living being to examine. Prabhupada says, whenever you are planning to accept a spiritual master, it makes sense to examine first. But when you accepted it, there is no need to suspiciously look into that. But Brahma here, why it triggered for him to come to that stage? Because Aghasura is a demon, which was even not killed by Indra or many demigods. So when Aghasura was killed by a little boy, Krishna was 5 years old. So he was very astonished and amazed, one side. And secondly, he doesn't want to make sure that somebody is claiming as God, as impersonating. So in order to establish the real religious principles, as we know, Brahma is not an ordinary living being, even though he is a living being, because he is also considered as a Gunavatar incarnation. Just like we know Lilavatar incarnation, Purusavatar incarnations, Yogavatar incarnation, Manantara incarnation. So Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva is also like Gunavatar. Brahma is considered the master of the mode of passions. And Lord Shiva, master of the mode of Tamogun, and Krishna is master of the goodness. So in this sense, when you know that Brahma, even though he is living, his moment in this chapter, you can see one particular verse. I can refer you back from Srimad Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter, when Krishna says Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. That means Brahma's life is Sahasra Yuga Paryantam, means thousands of ages together. Kali Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Satya Yuga combined together, one cycle, thousand together, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam, that is one day. Ratro Yuga Sahasrantam means exactly same is his night. So Brahma is not in this our sense that he is just bewildered by a living beings and within the Krishna sphere here. On the other hand, when Yamaraj is also explaining to Yamadutas, when he captured Ajamila, that time he is saying, Swayambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Muno Prahlad Bhishma Janako Balim Bhayasakir Bhayam. There are 12 Mahajan, and out of the 12 Mahajan, Swayambhu is Brahma. He is the Mahajan. He is a Mahajan, he is a Gunavatar, and our Sampradaya is also Brahma Mahadevacharya Gaudiya Sampradaya. Our original Adi Guru is Brahma. So how come he is bewildered? So comparing one verse, when Indra also tried to harm Vrindavan Dham, this is exactly timing. When after the Govardhan Puja happened, then the next day is Dvitiya, the Bhai Doj, that night when Indra showered drastic rains, storm in Vrindavan Dham. And currently until Navami, the Govardhan Leela is going on by Krishna. So now the point is, why Indra was not taken, Krishna did not take seriously. Just like when you say, your 4 year, 5 year old boy or children at your home, when he passes urine or something in front of your house, do you mind, hey, bacha, don't do like that. When you say, the reason is we know they are child. But when an adult does such thing, is it considered a good thing? It's considered an offense. It is considered not ethical. So we have to know that why and how many times, if you go on in Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find out Indra has done hundreds of mistakes. Not only that, then one instance you can see, Indra has stolen from Prithu Maharaj horse. So that was also stolen by Indra because he is envious towards him. And not only that, Indra also wanted to kill his mother Diti's womb, because the person who is going to be born, he is going to kill Indra. And then they become Anchas Marudas. So, and I can go on calculating many, many mistakes. And when Krishna went with Satyabhama to Swargaloka, and Krishna took the Parijata flower, Indra was envious from Nandan Kanan. How can Krishna took it? It is just after Govardhan Leela. But you will not find Brahma committing such mistakes. Because you may have maybe two. One is he ran after his own daughter, just we heard from Srimad Bhagavatam. And then second instance, so why it is not considered as Brahma Darpadalan? No. Ravana Darpadalan Ati Darpe Hatalanka. Just like we see Duryodhan, their mana is eradicated. Ravana's darpa means pride is eradicated by Lord Ramachandra. But here, it is not false pride of Brahma. Prabhupada in 29 and 27 purport mentions, it is the divine will of the Lord which Brahma put into situation. Just like Arjuna is also put into situations to ask questions which seems to be unreasonable for a pure devotee like Arjuna. So what is the point of Brahma coming to that stage and asking and being in the situations of this particular Leela? But in this verse 33, we are hearing and we are listening that Krishna manifested as Gopa in all these, not only the Gopas as well as the calves, because after 5 years they do the graduation ceremony. Just like when you go to universities, we do graduation ceremonies. So the graduation ceremonies has happened, and then Krishna went with the calves and Brahma saw that how come this little boy who has killed such a great demon Aghasura may not be, he may be some higher quality or some potencies, but not necessarily he may be God. Just imagine, as you read in Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter, it says Sahasra Yuga Paryantam, 1000 ages is his time. So when he is climbing on his swan and looking into that boy, and the gopas, they are very hungry, they wanted to have, and they said, oh, their calves are gone too far. So Krishna, out of mercy, out of his friendship, he told them, please stay tuned here, I am going to collect the calves for you. So by the time when Krishna left, Brahma took this real positions, and he ultimately, not like that here, whenever you are catching a fish or a bird, we get a net and various different instruments to catch even mosquito nets and all. Brahma is a mystical power. So it is not that he has to go and grab each person and put in the bag. Rather than mystically, he put it in the divine realm of the yogas. So when Krishna returned, and when he did not find the boys around, his friends, he is nothing, because he is the super soul. He is in the side of the Brahma, and he is within you, and he is with me also. When he found out that he did not see his friends, he was not perplexed like us. Now you can say Krishna Bimohana Lila. He was not perplexed. And it is not that he has to find out where he has gone. Just like he has gone to find out where the calves is there, because that is his duty. But here, he knows who has done this mischief. And he understood it has been done by Brahma. So what he did, he manifested himself in each of these boys, all the gopas and the calves, as Krishna himself. And then he went into, back in the evening, they all went back to home. So in this verse, when you see, the cowherd boys, when they are, their calves are gone side, on the top of the hill, the man also grazing cows. When the cows saw the calves, they are running like hushing, crazy. They wanted to find and they wanted to provide, licking the boy and give milk. And Prabhupada mentions, at that time actually, Balaram could realize why there is such a intense desire or intense part of association with the cows, as well as cowherd men came with angry mood. Why they are angry? Because in the morning they get drink, the calves, and in the daytime they are separated, and again evening they go back, because that's where they get the milk. So if the calves drinks all the milk, then what is going to happen? Their sustenance and living is within the milk. Just like in India, we might know a great personality like Mahatma Gandhi. He relinquished milk, cow milk, instead that he drank goat milk. But why did he do so? Because he thought that cow milk, the calves is eating, and he relinquished because the cow's milk is meant for the calves, and then the calves is not able to get, so I am not going to drink the milk. But that is like half understanding. Right now, in a Kali Yuga, we are doing differently. All the calves have been given a little bit, or even in Americas, we know the calves even don't drink the fast milk even. They are sent back to slaughterhouse even it is a bull. But when Gandhi also relinquished and said, I will drink, it's a goat also, not goat also the same thing. So you can remove all the meat, then you become vegan. So Prabhupada says about, no matter what, there is one instruction in New Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada mentions, which I heard from one of Prabhupada's disciples. And he was mentioning, Prabhupada said, no matter how much they are contaminating the milk, because the question about the vitamin D and certain substances in the milk has been contaminated regularly, he said, milk substance is very important and we should not abandon, forbid at any times. Rather, try to bring a better milk. One time he was in Los Angeles, and the next day morning, he asked his secretary that who has boiled the milk last night. And somebody raised hand. Then Prabhupada said, did you boil the milk properly? So he didn't understand. Yeah, the milk was boiled, I got it to you. Means, how did you boil? How did you boil the milk? And he was saying, I just boiled it was warm, and I put it in your glass. No, the milk should be boiled, the foam comes one time, two times, three times. He didn't understand, what does it matter? How do you know that they did not boil the milk? Because I have to go to the bathroom. Because if you are not getting the milk properly boiled, it doesn't contain sustenance in your body. So you are passing out. So that is that are simple thing. But when you mix, when you are interacting with such a personality like Prabhupada, every details is such potent. By the time when I heard, last maybe many years, when I do my milk, I count 1, 2, 3, must be there. Like Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastiva, 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 Gati Ranyata. Because that is the point, one learning you learn and implement in your life. Then I find, yes, the meals are great. In our temple in ISKCON Silicon Valley, yesterday I think Vaishnava Maharaj was asking me, oh, do you have milk there? I said, yes. We have not only that, I mentioned to Maharaj that we have gir cows. Oh, gir cows, how did you, from India? He said, well, not only in India, I was telling Maharaj how the cows migrated. When British was there in 1800 century, 1825, around that time, before the 1857, the big revolution started, 1840 around, they migrated millions of gir cows to South America. So when that is settled, but people at that time, they also didn't understand there was been slaughtered, and there are many gir cows, South America, in Mexico, and various places. It remains there. But nevertheless, we need to understand the value of the milk. Because here we know, each of that, and this particular verse describes us, love and affection. Even though when we are seeing in our movement, just like we're attending a lecture about the Brahma Vimohan Lila a couple of years ago, and Hanumat Prishak Maharaj gave a very nice point, which I wanted to bring to you. And he said, after this Brahma Vimohan Lila, Krishna and Balaram one time went to Brahma, and they wanted to, they have a dispute. They wanted to settle, because it's Krishna Balaram temple. It makes appropriate to tell that story. And Krishna Balaram went to Brahma, and they asked, Brahmaji, you are the great wisest man in this universe, because you are the Brahma. Nobody could make the decision better than you. So we have one thing, we are not settled ourselves, me and Balaram. So we have come here, you give the decision. Just like negotiator, like wife, husband, two brothers, they could not resolve something. Now they go to the court. Earlier they go to the panchayat or some superior, they take advice or a spiritual master. But nowadays, not like that, they go directly to the court because we don't trust anyone. So when Krishna and Balaram asked, tell us, who has killed more demons? Me or Krishna? Balaram said. Because who else will not understand the power of the plow or the power of Gada or Balaram? Right? When you say something, you have to be careful. Because Balaram is very easily angry. When you are saying something, so Brahma is a very wise man. So what response it could come? He doesn't want to displease Brahma. Because if he displeases Brahma, sorry, he doesn't want to displease Balaram. Because if he does so, there could be problem. Because there may be the Gada will hit on my head. The forehead, maybe one would be gone or three would be gone. But he doesn't want to tell us a lie. So, in these situations, what would be the outcome? So Brahma said very nicely, look, both of you are an excellent warriors. You have done excellent service. But what happened is, he said, Brahma is actually better because he killed even less. He killed the most ferocious demons. Compared to Krishna killed like a smaller, larger quantity. But Balaram killed the most powerful demons. So when Brahma heard the sentence about glorifying himself, he forgot about the last statement what Brahma told. But he tells, that's why it is called telling the truth in a way, and you are not saying the lie. At the same time, you are not displeasing a person. At the same time, you are maintaining the vow of being truthful. Just like Yudhishthir Maharaj, in the battlefield, we know, when he was asked by Krishna to go to the battlefield, and what he was saying? He was saying, Narava kunjara asthatthama hata, right? Asthata hata means, either that time Krishna, he asked Krishna to blow the conch. So, Kunjara time means, Kunjara means elephant. Either a Nara means either an elephant or a man like that, because Bhima killed an elephant whose name was Aswath, and Kunjara, that's what he wanted to say, he doesn't want to say the lie. But the point is, Brahma is also the wisest man. Yudhishthir Maharaj is also the wise, the Satyavan. So here, if you go on calculating the points of Brahma's Vimohan Lila, you'll find out that Brahma has been our founding acharyas. Brahma has been as Gaudiya, the Gunavatar incarnation. Brahma is also as a 12 Mahajan, as you said, one of the Mahajans. All the Mahajans are faultless. And there are various qualities you can see through the Brahma, you can find out in whole Bhagavatam, chapter 2nd canto, 4th canto, 10th canto, almost 6 varieties of cantos, the Brahma's interactions is mentioned and provided. So let me see. So one more important point which I got from this Leela, when I was going with, last time in Govardhan Parikrama, day 2 days before, and the Maharaj was saying, Vaishnava Maharaj, I think Rukmini Prabhu, you are there, your whole team. So Maharaj was giving, Prabhuji also gave a good class. So he was mentioning about this particular time, like second Dutiya or Tritiya, second of month, second day to ninth day, which is just after Govardhan Puja, is like Pratipada, Diwali is Amavasya. And after that, this Govardhan Leela, at the time, you continuously at least circumambulate Govardhan Hill, Parikrama is very auspicious, getting benefit. And also mentioning about that in Kartik, just like when you are hearing, why do we need to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, especially reading, listening Srimad Bhagavatam or Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in this place of Vrindavan. Just like he was hearing about how the different demigods, because Krishna, when Nanda Baba wanted to go to pilgrimage and Krishna said all these pilgrimage event, Ganga and Yamuna and various holy places resides there. So they don't want to also go back to their places like Badrinath or Kedarnath or Kashi or Prayag. But Krishna promised that you can come back once in a year, which is in Kartik, so that you come paying your obeisances. And in the month of Kartik, just imagine all the holy places are already there, but still they are personally coming and celebrating the Kartik festival. And it is also a great honor for all of us to come to Vrindavan Dham and celebrate the great festival. Because by such calculations with our own mundane eyes, just imagine, Krishna wanted to establish that, and Brahma was very happy. At the end of the things, it is not, oh, my ego is crossed, I am really not going to do anything. He is blessed by that. I am talking about how the humility makes a difference note. I will give you one example. In ISKCON Silicon Valley, our only one job is to do book distribution. So either you do by phone, you do by calling, you go door to door during pandemic. I call few days, last 2 weeks ago, I called one of my friend, I was texting, how are you doing? Do you like to get some spiritual literature? Oh, I can give you. Can you get a Srimad Bhagavatam? Then one day, no message. Second day, he said, how much? Oh, just I will ship you free, $250. Sure, I'll get it one. Thank you. So we send it. So texting, WhatsApp, don't use all the things for different things. We use the techniques for distributing this Srimad Bhagavatam. Because San Francisco in 2018, I believe, when you do in a call Black Friday, maybe those, anybody from America? Yes. San Francisco. San Francisco. Sure. I know them. San Francisco in a market and Powell, that area, Union Square. So we are distributing books, and I was there that day in Bhagavad Gita. I gave it to one person, and he did not take it. Generally, many people take, many people don't take it. But that was a very interesting episode for me. He did not take the Bhagavad Gita. He left. After going for a few feet, he came back again, and he said, oh, I want to give blessings. I thought he wanted to receive blessings from Bhagavad Gita. Then I was sure to him, okay, take blessing. No, I will give blessings. Oh, really? He touched the Bhagavad Gita. I am giving blessings to Bhagavad Gita. Oh, really? There are people like that also. That's my first experience I got. Somebody doesn't want to, they disrespect also, what is this Bhagavad Gita? And they don't want to distribute this Bhagavad Gita, or they will not take it, or they will say offenselessly. But this is the first time I heard somebody is coming and saying that I wanted to bless Bhagavad Gita to you. I said, you are such an interesting, maybe more than Brahma here. So there are many episodes you can go and about how the spiritual literature in Western world people are appreciating. In San Jose State University, one time I was doing like one books and someone came, three people, they look, and those three guys, they are likely three Muslims. But at least America, we are no danger on such kind of things. But they came and they're asking what this book is, they looked into that. So I realized they have something to ask about. I said, what are you asking for? He said, can you sell Quran? So why not? Why not? If you guys, I said, do you love Quran? Yes. If you love Quran, then why are you not doing it? Why are you asking? I love Bhagavad Gita, I'm doing it. Because I love Bhagavad Gita, I love the message, I love everything which has been given. Oh, then give me some ways how to do it. Well, that's what you guys need to first understand. What is love of God? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the essence of Quran is love of God. The essence of Quran, he has established two instances. One instance is with, you know, Chand Kaji, another instance is who is returning from Vrindavan with the Pathan. That time he has established that the Quran essence is love of God. So he has provided that. So by knowing this, you can see the love of God is possible with the cowherd boys and the cowherd men when you are coming from the top of the hill, from the Govardhan hill, and they are too much attracted to this, their own boys, and they could not understand why they are million times more attracted to their own sons, which was yesterday, 6 months or a year ago, it was different, the same boy, but there is a different attraction. The cows are generously, profusely supplying milk on the ground. What is the reason? The reason is Krishna himself took. It is not that there is no love. It is not that they are angry there. There is definitely transcendental anger is there in the spiritual world also. But what is the point? They wanted to make sure that Krishna is there. So similarly, our anger can be subdued. By how? When we see Krishna, when we chant the name of Krishna, and when we serve Krishna. Just yesterday, I think I forgot the name of the Mataji. She was saying that she came to become God, to be God, then to see God. I am saying to be God or to see God, but we are here to serve God. By doing service God, we love God. So being God, to seeing God, then also after that, how many, when you chant the holy name, do you have the desire to see God? We wanted to serve God. Service of God is much more important, dear, even to seeing God. Because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj used to say that we see through our ear, not through our eyes. That is the way when we are transferring, that we are seeing God through our ear, then we are really receiving this knowledge. Because this powerful potential knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is everywhere mentioned, and it will be very difficult. Just like Janardhan Maharaj was saying me, that please, this is what you are talking about, Brahma Vimohan Lila, don't bewilder me. I said, I am bewildered. My bewilderment, let me tell you, not about this. My bewilderment is when I was reading Bhagavad Gita, like Sahasra Yuga Paryantam, Ratra Yuga Sahasrantam. Means, thousands of ages, like he's 12 hours of days and 12 hours of night. I was thinking, why we are guided to sleep 6 hours and Brahma is sleeping 12 hours? Isn't it? Did you have a reflection like that? If Krishna, if he is our Adi Guru, if Adi Guru is sleeping 12 hours, what is the problem if I sleep 12 hours? But we are recommended, if somebody is sleeping 12 hours, what do you call? You are in tamasic zone. Minimum we have to sleep 6 hours, or maximum if you go, Prabhupada says 8 hours. But 6 hours is good enough to get our rest. Right? So when you are thinking that how then Brahma, so there are, you can maybe in your brain you can process yourself. My bewilderment, if you get better answer, you can definitely tell me if you have any Shastric versions of answer. And second bewilderment, there are unlimited, but I don't want to puzzle you. As Maharaj said, little bit puzzle, so I am giving. This, my second bewilderment was coming when in one of the purport Prabhupada mentions that at the time when Brahma was sleeping, this demon, I think Hayagriva, came and stole the Vedas. Each chapter of Bhagavad Gita in 17th verse purport, Prabhupada mentions, at the time of annihilation, all living beings are into sleep. So how come that guy Hayagriva is stood apart? How come he stood apart? So Krishna, Brahma is bewildered by Krishna, we are bewildered by Brahma even. So we have to transcend these things. I was giving my own analysis on that. Okay, maybe when you go sleep, it is not likely the bed is there and you're snoring. You don't start. So by the time maybe Brahma lying down, all the people, all these living beings are almost in the verge of sleeping. At the time, maybe it is a kind of a sandhya, you call, right? Sandhya, maybe he's after Gayatri, he has started this whole winding of this cosmic situation. At the time, maybe Hayagriva came and stole. Just like from the, we are very thankful to Brahma, because of Brahma, we are chanting the nursing prayer. Earlier days, all the demons, why did not they go to worship Lord Shiva? He is Asutosh, he is easily pleased. Because they thought very high path. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they wanted to, because they are guided by also Brahmins like Kashyap Muni. They are always Brahmabadis. So when they are guided, so that's why they go to worship Brahma to get the boon. And because of this Ravana and the Hiranyakashipu, and even Brahma was yearning, the Varaha avatar, there are various incarnations of the Lord which has come. And just we know, there are 18 Puranas. And there are one Purana is called Brahma Purana. Like Brahma Purana, Vishnu Purana, Siva Purana, Linga Purana, Garuda Purana, Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Skanda Purana, etc., etc. So there is also Brahma Purana. So in the Brahma Purana also, in just like Skanda Purana, 4,500 verses has been mentioned about Jagannath Swami, Lord Jagannath and Purushottam Kshetra. More than 4,500 slokas. So just imagine, in all these scriptures, when you are finding out, the same Brahma is also the Adikarta, or the first priest officiating deities for opening the Jagannath temple, where you are getting our darshan of Lord Jagannath. So you are thankful to just such a spiritual master who has given us so much. And he is considering for all of us to go back to Godhead. Brahma is not only that, he is praying in his Brahmaloka day and night. All his meditation is going on for Brahma and his associates, and also he is establishing benefits for all of us. Brahma is giving that mercy. So he can go and describing this Leela and ultimately find out Prabhupada's, I was reading also Vishwanath Chakravarti's one purport, if there is any tika, I was there. And exactly he has mentioned that because the coward man were very angry, because the cows are running towards the calf, and they are angry because who are the cause? The coward boys, little boys have no knowledge why they are bringing their calves so close. So they are very much angry. Not like angry when you are fighting in the road racing. When you go in freeways, in road racing, people say, ha, 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 ha. It's going on. Like there is an anger there. That anger is different. Here, the mood of the angry is different. And he was saying, their anger transformed into love, and because it happens by the personal association of Krishna. Because Krishna is personally manifested, in not only manifested, he is personally there in each of the boys in a different rupas. Just like you see, all these boys, like I don't know how many count, maybe thousands or millions of his cowherd boyfriends, he was there. And millions, he has 9 lakhs cows, right Prabhu? 9 lakhs cow means, imagine, 2 calves or 3, so total maybe 20 lakhs of calves, probably maybe more. So just imagine so much of calves, yes, Krishna has manifested. And not only that, all the cowherd boys, they are calves also. So just imagine, they are spreading across in the whole Govardhan. And when you are going in Govardhan, I was looking into cowherd, how can this so much of cowherd boys as well as the cowherd will be there? And Prabhupada's purport, one of the things clarified me, he was saying it is in Govardhan Leela, when Sri Krishna lifted the Govardhan, it was like 4 yojanas, the height is. 4 yojana means 8 miles. 8 miles height. 5,000 years ago. We all know the story, right? One mustard seed, it is sinking down every day. So when it is 8 miles, maybe that time mustard seed may be bigger also. So it is shrinking. So just imagine, that time it is accommodated in the Govardhan. So from the top of the hill, when the cowherd boys, they are Brajavasis, they are okay to go back to on the top of this Govardhan, but we are not as a Gaudiya Vaishnava, because our spiritual preceptor, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he entered into Vrindavan Dham, first time when he came, And when he say, he did not want to climb to see the Sakshi Gopal, the Gopal, not Sakshi Gopal, the Gopalji deities. And Gopalji made an arrangement that there is a rumor of some Muslims to attack again. And then he came down to give darshan to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a called village called Ganthuli. Ganthuli, which is tying up knots of the two claws of Krishna and Radha. So not only that, Brahma in our pastimes also, he is managing the first priest to officially wed Radha and Krishna. Because they wanted to also, it is likely without invitations. So when Radha and Krishna also got married, and officiating priest is also Brahma. So you can calculate what is the glories of Brahma in connections with Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. There is unlimited. We cannot find out the true meaning. And someone, I think yesterday, was asking me, oh, you have so much of glories of Brahma and Brahma Vimohan Lila, and you are saying, why there is no temple of Brahma? Well, I don't have the correct versions of this one, but what I heard from our childhood days in our Hindu scholars, this they say about, I cannot verify from Srimad Bhagavatam or anywhere else, but he was saying about there are likely courts to Brahma by Lord Shiva, and that there is no worship. Some people say there is a fight between who is with the supreme, Brahma or Vishnu, and Lord Shiva giving an experiment that you can find out my root of my head and cell. At the time, some conflicts, that time he got cursed that you will not be worshipped. Some said because he ran after his own daughter, that's why they said your temple will not be there. Except one in Rajasthan called Pushkar, where there is one temple of Brahma, you will be able to go and see something. So I think we have 10 minutes. I will ask if any reflections or comments. Om Tat Sat. Do you have microphone? What time is today? Shall I close it? 9 o'clock? Okay, so. Oh, yeah, mic.
Thank you. There is one more Lord Brahma in Varshana.
What?
In Varshana, there's a small temple, Lord Brahma, very small. I was just going to ask, I did not do so much of this research. So there are two Hayagiris, but there is one Lord Hayagiri, and then there is one demon Hayagiri.
Yes.
The one, the Lord Hayagri, if you worship, you'll get Shakti by getting knowledge. So, can you tell us a little bit more? Because we don't talk more about Lord Hayagri, because you mentioned in your class about the demon Hayagri.
Yeah, the demon, I mentioned about the demon Hayagri, but we sing here Ramakrishna Hayagriva. That Hayagriva is the horse incarnations. I think it is not mentioned in the Bhagavatam also, it is from one Puran. I don't know which Puran it is there. Maybe Rishi Kumar Prabhu may know. Do you know about Hayagriva?
Yeah.
Can you give the microphone to him?
There is this famous prayer for, first of all, Maharaj, thank you for allowing me to. There is this prayer that Jnananda Vayam Devam Dharmanas Patikavadam Akharam Sarvajnanam Hayagrivam Vyakrasam. So, it's the basis of all education. And it's almost a crystalline white shape. The Sri Vaishnavas worship him immensely, including they say that Vedanta Desika, who is like our equivalent of Vishnu Chaturthi, of the very present scriptures, he prayed to him and got a lot of transcendental wisdom by which he could interpret Sita Brahmaja Charyas and other Vedic literature. Hayagriva, what Hayagriva also is mentioned, he is worshipped as Lakshmi Hayagriva. He is not a single. You still find him in many Shivarashtra temples. And there are indications of Hayagriva handing over the Vedas and providing Vedic wisdom to Brahma. Like the Madhva Sampradaya says, Hamsa narrated the Vedas to Hamsa is the Lord who narrated this to Brahma. But there are versions which mention that Hayagriva granted the Vedas to Brahma. He was the one who gave the knowledge of Vedas to Brahma. And there is another kalpa. Hayagriva himself slayed a demon. even who also had a horse face. So he was a high station. And Bhagavan also talks about says the rich is high station. He also gives the Ashwin Kumara that put a neck of a horse in his head to learn the Sanjeevani Vidya and then give it back to him. So there is more than one high station, it's three. And he granted the very wisdom to Brahma Karala Sundation. But his primary worship is Lakshmi Hyderabad and
South India. Oh, thank you, Prabhupada. Perfect. This is really perfect.
I want to add one point.
Yes. Sure, Prabhupada.
Srila Vishnu Chandra Thakur mentions, and it comes in Srila Prabhupada's disciples' purpose also, that the reason Govardhan could accommodate all these, the Vrajavasis and all the cattle and cows and everyone, it's huge, and not just the young dogs and hogs and everyone, but it was under that. But Acharya says that because of the touch of the Supreme Lord's lotus hand, Govardhan was so much in ecstasy that he expanded. So Acharya expanded. So that's one reason. It's a middle-sized mountain compared to other mountains. Acharya mentioned because of this.
No, that's good. Thank you, Prabhuji. Yeah, there is a bhava included. Any other? Yes, I think we can just add you, Prabhuji. Thank you for bringing. So it's not about, we need an organic growth. Organic growth means that if the local is not built up within themselves, so it will not grow properly. So whatever we have seen, there are so much of unmanifested around our eyes. Just like when you see, you may be in San Francisco, Prabhuji, know, in 40 miles you travel, there will be 40 degree temperature difference. When you are wearing just a t-shirt and going to San Francisco, you really need a double layer jacket because it's a cold. So my point is, when you see something mundanized, it's not manifesting. It's Lord's own mercy when he wants to expand, when he wants to restrict, when he wants to reduce or things like that. But our prayer is there. We need growth and it is growing organically. Otherwise, how there are millions of books and just imagine 25,000 Srimad Bhagavatam, we have done more than thousands of books in Bhadra Purnima. It has gone to 1,000 houses. It is going to do magic because we have a trust and faith in the book. So we are not worried about when it is going to manifest, but it is certainly going to manifest, and that faith we have. Even though our temple, we do not have millions of people. We have a handful of people, not more than 70 in families initiated, or 100 plus total. But we call weekend warriors. We go door to door. Because our faith is that how many people are there or not. We have to go and take this book, serve it. These things will manifest. Maharaj says, Hanuman Prasad Maharaj says one time, third generations, the movement is coming. Third generations will really explode the ISKCON, not only in India, all over the world. So be prepared for that. And we are preparing by giving the message and making the system ready so that we will see the magic. Just like Disney says, the magic is coming, right? We are, you see, third generation, the magic is coming. Hare Krishna. Give the microphone back.
Prabhupada was once asked,
baptism by his daughter. So a disciple asked, how can he be our head of Sampradaya? The Prabhupada says, he is pure enough to be the head of our Sampradaya. Lord Brahma ki
chai. Janardhan Maharaj ki chai. So I think maybe the last question anyone has, any comments? Otherwise, don't be shy. Please use the microphone. Please state your name, that is better.
Radhe Shyam
Das. Hare Krishna, please go ahead.
You were talking about the elaborating on the point that how milk is important. And there are many devotees in the West who are uninclined to drinking milk because it's taken cruelly from the cow if they get hurt. And unless it's unhypsing milk. So how should that be understood? Because there is very little ahimsa milk in the West.
Yes, very good point. So it is very difficult to supply the ahimsa milk. For example, even in USA, 300, 400 families is there, so they may consume 2 gallons per week, let's say. And you need how many cows? So only for our ahimsa milk, we do for the deities. So deities, Mangala Bhoga, and deities, all the things. Other than we have researched few milk companies, which is not purely ahimsa, but they treat cows well to their farm, organic ways, and maintain it like straws and certain milk products, which we are recommending people to drink. The reason is, if when you go vegan, they drink the soya milk or the almond milk, it is not going to really improve the brain power for understanding the spiritual knowledge. So it may not be the topmost milk available, but at least it is somewhere substandard, closer to ahimsa milk, and we are advising to people to drink. So whatever Prabhupada says, whenever, based on the situation, place and circumstances, you make the decision. So that is the purport. And during the time of when Prabhupada is establishing, he was also drinking milk. That time also New Govardhan was not built. So where he was getting? He was also getting from the store. So if there is no facility, if there are facilities are there, we should develop it. If not, then we have to research what is the best out of this one and choose. Hare Krishna.